MTV Cast.
This is Heath Nunley calling in with Scratch. Had an awesome time coming into Vail, down that single track. Did it at night. It was probably some of the best single track that I've ever written. Just very flowy and smooth, in a stark contrast to some of the trails that were there before. But then I just kind of got overcooked, I think, in going up to Colossal Cave, and that area kind of got lost for a little while trying to find Colossal Cave, but was able to find the horse riding stable area, and man, that well water was so cold, amazing, coming out of that hose. I just drank and drank and drank. I felt like a horse myself. And just the nicest people, then got up to Colossal Cave, and with the commitments back at home and things, definitely have some unfinished business, but this was one of those things that I didn't know exactly how I was going to do, but I knew I needed to do it, and I'm really glad I did. So if you're thinking about doing something like this and you're listening to these call-ins, sometimes you just have to just do it. You just got to throw your hat in the ring and say, and I don't know all the equipment, I don't know everything like that, where it's going to work out. You're going to learn that stuff as you do it, but sometimes you just need to commit and do it. So thankful for the journey and for everybody that helps put this on. Arizona Trail Association is incredible. And all the people, just such an amazing community. And we'll see you later.
Good night. It's Dylan Gonda. I am about 12-ish miles out from Oracle, where I plan to maybe get a little bit of food, if there's anything open, which I didn't really think about till just now, or something, maybe some batteries. But I hit Oracle Ridge in the dark with a full moon, still incredibly scary and sketchy, would not recommend it. Huge drop-offs, and the view of the sunset was unreal, but not worth the stress of almost slipping off the trail. But now the descent down into Oracle and off the mounds is also extremely hairy at night, but just taking it slow. No need to hurt myself, but still want to get the miles in. Gonna eat some food now so I don't bonk. I'm already feeling my tummy a little talking to me more, but hope everyone else is having a great night. It's really windy out, so bunker down somewhere. Talk tomorrow.
Hi, this is Paul Wissenbach calling in for the 750. I see a few people have scratched. Sorry to hear that. I hope everyone else is having a great time. I had this absolute beautiful, beautiful night start before the moon rose. Just absolutely amazing stars. And then the moon rose. It was beautiful, giant orange orb in the sky. And it's just been an amazing night, starting to cool off. And I think I'm going to, I just hit Freeman Road. I'm moving real slowly in this heat. I'm an old man. I'm going to make my way towards Kelvin. We'll see where I end up sleeping. But I'm just, as long as it's cool, I'm going to keep moving. I love it. Can't wait to finish this thing. Bye. Hey, it's Paul Wissenbach calling in from the 750. I got a few hours of sleep last night. I'm at the top of Ripsey, and this place is beautiful in the daylight. Last year, I missed it because of the I came up here at night. The first call-in, I mentioned that I was dedicating this ride to my friend Jason Delgadillo, and I wanted to say happy Easter to everyone out there. I got to thinking, I'm not home with my family this Easter. I don't even know if they know where I am. I know my wife does. But I also thought Jason and Jason passed away in a mountain biking accident in May of last year. And I thought, this will be his family's first Easter without him. So I just wanted to say happy Easter to everyone out there. Tell someone you love them. Make a difference in someone's life, because you never know when they'll be gone. Thanks. Bye. Hey, MDB Cast, Paul Wissenbach. Hey, I pulled out my phone to snap a beautiful picture. I'm really close to Kelvin. and my phone was in the middle of a reset mode, so I've lost every single picture I took. And fortunately, your number was restored from my backup contact. But other than that, I'm frustrated right now, but I'm just going to go into my Zen place and enjoy the beautiful scenery. And anyway, good times. Talk to you later. Bye.